Madam Chairman, I'd like to move on to my last statement, and I think this is quite an interesting one, really, because it's on the county and parliamentary by-elections. I turn now to the forthcoming county and parliamentary by-elections. I think council should recognise the huge amount of work and disruption the forthcoming election this will cause. To prepare for the election, staff have been drafted in from other departments, coming in at weekends and cancelling their holidays. The elections next May are planned for and reconsidered as part of the work plan of the council. But throwing two elections at short notice will divert our staff from the important work they do for our residents. This is a major disruption to the day-to-day running of the council. This will take time out for our staff, who are focused on delivering frontline services and many initiatives such as the Jaywick building council houses in Jaywick and our sea defence projects. We know they will deliver and we thank them for all their hard work. There is also a cost for the election, and I think taxpayers need to know the figures. These elections are going to be extremely expensive. A rough estimate is that the Clacton parliamentary by-election will cost around £100,000 and the Brightlingsea county by-elections will be about £25,000. These are just the front costs. There's lots of hidden costs as well. There are nearly 70,000 polling cars to get out and 10,000 postal votes for the parliamentary election, and a further 15,000 poll cars and 1,700 vote packs for Brightlingsea. We are in the midst of changes to the electoral roll system with the introduction of individual electoral registration, which will mean a unique amount of work preparing the register in its most up-to-date form for this by-election. The election has other implications. There are untold costs related to the council's running of it. This and also the disruption to the schools used as polling stations. There are many other distractions which I could go on even further, but I feel that the ratepayers of this area and the taxpayers have been let down. Thank you.
Question. Councillor Shearing would like to say, have a question.
Forgive me, Chairman, I'm getting slower. But still, I'm getting there. Thank you. Chairman, I am somewhat bewildered here because over a period of time, both in this term and the previous term, and please don't think that I agree with or disagree with what the leader is saying or agree with the people that have taken the action that he refers to. But over a period of time, as I've said, the Tory group has stood up and tore people down a strip because they have refused or not seen fit to stand down and go to election. That happened in the previous term, and it's happened in this term. It happened in the previous term when a member left that group and joined the independents. It happened in this term when a member left an independent group and joined an independent group, but was criticised for doing so. And the point that I'm trying to make is that we must remain consistent, that it is in the gift of the person. And the regulations say that you can stand down, but you don't need to. So consistency is what's necessary. And if we are going to be seen as political people to be believed, because the vast majority of the public out there are wondering what the hell's going on with people, then you must be consistent. And if you're going to ask people to stand down when there's a by-election, to make a by-election, you're going to ask them to stand down and say that that is the correct and right thing to do, if that's your opinion, then you surely can't criticise people when they do it. So my point is, be careful what you ask for, because you're likely to get it.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Shearing. Your time was up anyway. He was only making a point. I'm sorry, I've indulged him this time because it's his first time back. Councillor Oxley.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Would the Leader just confirm to me, my rough guess of the interesting decision that the former MP made, which I don't agree with personally, I think he's damaging the area. He's only interested in himself, not the interest of any political party. I think it's probably one of the most selfish things that anyone could ever do, which is going to affect the hard-pressed taxpayer of Tendring. Can the Leader confirm to me that, on rough guess, that this will cost 4% increase on a taxpayer of Tendring on their council tax because of the decision of Douglas Carswell? And would he further agree with me the decision is not anything about political party but the interests of Douglas Carswell?
Councillor Bob Burney, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Yeah, I think actually the Leader's actually fairly liberal or conservative on the amount of money, $125,000. I would have said we were looking at probably $225,000 with all the on costs. And I think that's what the public should realise, that it is going to cost that sort of money, not $125,000. I know he's being a bit generous there, really, but I believe it's going to be, and I did find out, be somewhere in the region of $225,000. Fact. Thank you.
Councillor Stock.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chairman. And I'll come to a question at the end, but just to kind of refer back to what Councillor Shearing said, I accept the point he made that challenges have been put out over this side where people have crossed the floor. But that was when there was like 3.5 years or more of a term to run. And in this situation, and it is pretty unique, we have just got months before a general election. And it does seem to me, and I agree wholeheartedly with what Councillor Pierre Oxley just said, that it does seem like a sort of strange political experiment is being carried out on the people of Clacton that benefits no one other than possibly Mr Carswell himself. It certainly doesn't benefit the residents of the Clacton constituency. It doesn't benefit the residents in the wider Tendring out in Ardy, Little Bromley, where I represent. The council's going to go into effective shutdown. We're not going to be able to communicate with the electorate. We're not going to be able to tell them what we're doing. We're not going to be able to ask them for things. This council's been really good at communicating, actually, over the last few years, regardless of who's been running it. Great communications team, loads of press releases going out. That's all going to go shut down as we go into Purdah. Lots of officers are going to be diverted into the by-election campaign because the whole eyes of the world are going to be on Clacton. They already are. And on the election results, coming out swiftly and promptly, no pressure in. It's put us in a horrible spotlight. Does the Leader agree? Thank you.
Councillor Watling.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'd like to say, yes, I agree with what Councillor Oxley said, and indeed other councillors around. This is an enormous waste of money. It's an enormous waste of everybody's time, and it really shouldn't be happening. I mean, this chap's jumped off onto a bandwagon with a wheel coming off. But every cloud has a silver lining. This is a time when we, as Councillor Stock just said, the focus of the nation is upon us, and this is a time when we can tell the rest of the nation, we're doing a hell of a good job here. Great things are happening. We have amazing sea defences. We're rebuilding our swimming pools. We are investing in Jaywick. We're actually getting on top of some of the problems that are happening in this area. We can tell the rest of the world that, and let's take this advantage and keep on telling them. So does the Leader not agree with me? We should get these messages out now. Thank you.
That was more of a statement than a question, I have to admit. But as I'd let Councillor Shearing go on. Councillor Page would like to come back. There seems to be another hands going up.
Yes, Madam Chairman. I believe that, as a lot of people have said, Harry, some of the things I agree with you, but most of the people has had a much longer time to look at it. But when you look at this is that cost is over £100,000 coming into more. And for such a short time, you're talking about 6 months and we're going to have another election again. You know, to me, if you're going to do it, you wait till then and make a decision. Councillor Oxley, I've done a rough calculation. It works out roughly about £1.50. Yeah, that's very quick per household. You know, about 1%. That's why I worked it out. But I might be wrong because I'm not that good at mathematics. But at the end of the day, I look at it this way. We have an opportunity. There will be the eyes of the world on us to make sure of it. Let's make sure that we have this opportunity. We tell the people what we have to offer in tendering, how we can take these things forward. I'm very happy with what we've got in tendering. There is certain people that put derogatory remarks in the newspaper about Clacton. But I can tell you that the way things are going at the moment, the best times ahead are going to be in the future for us in Clacton, because we're actually putting the foundations in now to make sure that we can take things forward. And I believe that there's not many authorities, I go across in my wearing my other hat, across the authorities without Essex, there is not many authorities that give free car parking. They give free leisure vouchers to go out with it. They're not actually spending money, apart from Colchester, on their swimming pools. You know, £600,000 for Walton Pool, £900,000 for Dovercourt Pool. And when you look at those sort of investments, and also the investments which we're doing in Jaywick, I'm glad that the eyes of the world are coming on us, because they can see what we're actually going to achieve and what we're going to do. But I just think this distraction we've got at the present time is wrong for the people of tendering. I believe the people of tendering deserve better, and they should have. And the simple fact is, the MP is claiming he's done everything, but I can tell you, as another leader said to me, he's done diddly squat. Thank you.